persons whose immune systems have been compromised. So try to get away from all the sugars and everything like that. I mean, the unnatural sugars, because they're still sucking my sugar cane. Then you have the bark. You don't need to boil the bark like you used to do before. Thank God for my aunt. Hi, how are you? She showed me you can put the bark inside a container with water. You can put in your orange peel, a little bit of spice, and just put it there and let that soak, and it extracts everything. And you can just pour it a little bit and you can make a lot.
And that's a good lesson for the children as well.
Thank you. What
Yes,
are we
yeah.
teaching our children? What fruits are there available right now that you can make? How many of us know how to make coconut punch? How many of us can make carrot punch? Go back to stop buying all the carbonated drinks and such like. I mean, we saw what happened the last time we had a pot. Well, it was a shutdown. We knew how many of us would have increased our weight. They said the average weight gain was about 16 pounds or so. I guess I didn't hear that. I was supposed to stop at 16, but somehow it went over. We're into our second. We don't want to be putting additional pounds on top of pounds. So try to be as conscious as possible. If you have a neighbor out there who's planting, who would have planted cassava, you just need two cassava sticks, and I mean, that's a meal. But you see,
Yes.
we are so fancy. We think everything has to be restaurant life. Oh, can I have creme brulee, Shane? Whatever that is.
But you know, I mean, it just boils down to the fact that we need to be more resourceful and teach our children to be resourceful as well, because there are things that we can find and do at home. And as you talk about online, we talk about life safety and keeping safe. You know, there are so many things that that are available to us online where we can learn a new skill. There are many online courses that you can do that are free of cost. YouTube has so many lessons on from peeling, how to peel a pineapple to whatever, you know, anything you can find on YouTube as well. And just to get your mind occupied, because, you know, at this time, people are dealing with mental health issues. And I'm thankful that that topic is not as taboo as it used to be, especially since we had the mental health program,
Yes.
State of Mind, right here on VOB. And you know, it is just important to keep the mind going, keep the mind occupied. You can train yourself to not have to go to the bar to get to get that scotch. Okay, you can train yourself, your mind, to not want to smoke. Because you replace that thought with something that is more productive and more beneficial to your life and to your health. And even at this time, as couples are together, as families are together, some may not necessarily get along with each other, but you know, this is a time to really pull people together, and you just have to work around it, try and work around it and find things to occupy the mind that will really be more beneficial to you. No, I know Officer Williams,
Yes.
as I was hearing Officer Ford talk earlier about all these things with the food and so on, is there anything that you'd wish to advise visions on in this regard?
And she's a cookies.
I, you know what, you know, people say, a mind tell me. A mind tell me that Officer Williams would have something definitely to add to that. How can people be safe at this time?
Okay, I just want to reiterate some more house fire tips, you know, just to reduce the possibilities of fires and contribute to safety. Now, we know that our home, where we live, that is a place where we make memories and build our lives. And that is why it's so scary to even imagine that our homes can ever suffer from a disaster such as a fire. And although we can't control everything, there are some steps that, you know, that we can take to help reduce that risk, those risks of fires and smoke damage. And our this number one tip is to, for those persons who have fire alarms, smoke alarms in their homes, test them regularly. These will be tested once a week. There's a small button at the, a little button at the bottom of the smoke alarm, and you can press, you can test it by pressing that and it beeps. And that would be your test for the week, just to make sure that everything is in order. We must keep our stoves clean. Remember that we are doing more cooking now for our little ones, our husbands, and so on. And there are small particles that form on the stove from the cooking and so on. And sometimes you might just say, man, I'll do that tomorrow. You know, clean our stove, clean that stove tomorrow. But after every use, right, we should clean our stoves, clean our burners, so that we can, because when those particles start to get hot, you know, they can cause a fire. You know, they start to bubble up and then, you know, we don't want that to happen to you. Also, those curtains which are maybe too close to the stove, you know, they can catch fires yet. And even if you leave a dish towel or even a cookbook on the burner, you know, those things can get hot and they can catch fire as well. So there are numerous things, little things that we need to be cognizant about, you know, when we are in our kitchen, when we are doing stuff in our kitchen.
Yes, that's right. And then how about the reminder too, of having the smoke alarms close, I think it's 4 feet from the stove.
4 to 6 feet from the stove.
Right. Yeah, so that's important. And I mean, obviously we can't go out and get fire alarms right now, smoke alarms right now, but when it is safe to do so, you know, it is always important to get this done. And I was even, you know, thinking recently as well about the importance as well of the plan, the emergency plan. Now is the time to have the emergency plan in place. These are things that we can do to occupy our time and mind for those who are not working from home but are just at home waiting to go back to work. You know, these are some of the things that we need to do. We need to have this emergency plan in place to let the children know where to go in the event of an emergency. And as you said, more cooking is happening. So, you know, want to encourage everybody to be safe. So you get that emergency plan. And let everyone in the household know that this is a plan and what it is, and the children especially, how to evacuate should the need arise. And even, you know, earthquakes, not just fires, because, you know, you talk about life safety, we've dealt with earthquakes, we you know, other natural and human man-made disasters. So we need to take these things into account and do the plan. Do the things, you know, keep our minds and our hands occupied with the right things so that we can make it through. We can make it through. We can come out better, as better individuals, better citizens of Barbados, to help really grow this country to where it needs to be and grow ourselves as individuals. You know, so many people testify of having come out better after this lockdown, the first lockdown anyway. Not just here, but all over the world, because it's in time of crisis that we really find our resilience and we can really make it through this tough time. And we see, you know, look, we can look back and say, okay, I did it. I made it. You know, it might seem difficult at first, but then when you put your mind to it and then your hands to it, then you can come out better and definitely on top. So, yes, I thank you for those tips, Officer Williams, as well.
So I know one of the things that I'm going to put her on the spot, because I know, Krista J, you like to eat, and I like to eat, and I know she makes a wicked sweet bread. So definitely putting her on the spot. What else can you encourage persons out there to use at home?
In terms of
In terms of what else? Virgin delicacies. Come on, you know. Going back here and bringing forward. how to make the dry dumplings with a little sauce on the side, mackerel or something.
Oh gosh.
I am so thankful that this is Lent. When I heard today's Lent, mommy, what you giving up? I told myself, good. Now is the opportunity for me to give up the weight that I put on last lockdown.
Right. That's true. That's good.
So what I'm looking to do is for me for these next 40 days, I've said, you know what? No sugar, no processed foods, no sugar, no flour.
Okay. That's it for me.
I can't say that I'm gonna blast nobody because I know you can feel for the second day. You see, she made it worse. She told me the first.
Oh my word. Listen. Well, you know what? We try. We have these goals and we try.
Yeah. So but for these days, you know, and I think other people can find other things. It is lockdown. It also gives you the opportunity, as you say, to do something else different. So in these 40 days, let me see how many seedlings I can raise. If I raise seedlings, and I told myself, you know what? I did some lettuce. I did rocket. Plant things that you can eat. I've done parsley, and I'm telling myself that if I see the fruits of my labor, I know my neighbor, before I would always go over to him and I would ask, you got any parsley? So if my seedlings come up, I can obviously give him some that he, when the dog decides to dig up mine, I could go and get some from him. Again, Christophine. I mean, it might not hurt me, but they've been an awful man. But at the end of the day, you have to do something for yourself. You have to make it as positive as you can make it.
That's right. And there are ways to get it done. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? We have come now to the end of this edition of the 311. Yes, already. of the 311 radio show. Right here on VOB 92.9 FM. And we continue to encourage you to stay safe and do what you need to do. We know that the official end to this pause is the 28th of February, which is this week. We'll see what happens thereafter. But we want to continue to encourage people to do what they need to do. Go ahead, Officer Ford. You were going to say something.
No, I was not.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, but we say thank you to you, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford, especially for your cooking tips today.
Thank you, and you're most welcome.
All right, and Fire and Life Safety Inspectorate Supervisor Andrea Williams.
Thank you very much, everyone, and you have a wonderful remainder of the day as well, too.
Yes, and thank you for your tips. Maybe another time we'll get some more cooking tips from
sweet bread.
it's life safety, so ways to keep safe in the kitchen and not have to go outside to get what you need to do. You improvise and you be resourceful, right? Sure. So thank you very much to you, and I'm Krista J. Paul, and that's it for the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Remember, you can always log on to VOB929.com to listen to the podcast. And you can watch the pre-recording on VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page. And you can see what's happening there. God bless you and have a wonderful week. And as at the 311 radio show always ends by saying,
fire prevention is our intention. Be safe.